Hey guys, Laura here from What Laura Likes. So today I have a talk for you about carrying our unique cross, the cross that Jesus Christ has handed each and every one of you. This talk is inspired by a homily I listened to on Passion Sunday. I will link the homily down below and I encourage everyone to give it a listen. It really has been sitting with me this last week and I think that it's a message that all of us need to hear from time to time. It's definitely a homily I'm going to be going back to over the course of the next probably year as I reflect on the fact that we should never wish for a different cross than the one God has uniquely given us. And it's easy, I think, sometimes as wives and mothers to look at other people's crosses and say, I don't really want my cross. I want that person's cross. You know, like for example, I have two children. We're trying for more. We made some mistakes in the past and had a vasectomy. We've reversed it since then. And while the reversal has been a huge blessing, it has not resulted in more children naturally. And it's easy for me to look at a large family and say, I want that cross. I want the sleepless nights. I want the pregnancy back pain. I don't know, all the things that are, you know, negative from that cross, because I know about, of course, all the joys as well. However, that is not the cross God handed me, and the homily really was quite convicting as it spoke about carrying our cross. So I have a couple stories to tell you, and as well as some housekeeping stuff, so make sure you stay onto the other side of the intro so that we can talk about carrying our unique cross for Jesus and getting to heaven, because that is the goal. Welcome to What Laura Likes, where we pursue sainthood through the vocation of marriage. In this podcast, we talk about all the things that are necessary to a wife and mother, from our faith to what's for dinner and everything in between. This audio is taken from a 2022 YouTube video. If you'd like to see the video for this and other episodes, you can head to my YouTube channel, What Laura Likes. Please be sure to subscribe to this podcast and leave a review if it adds value to your life. Also, consider supporting this podcast on Patreon to help it continue. You can find out more about me or contact me by heading to my website, whatlauralikes.com, or following me on Instagram at whatlauralikes18. Enjoy the show. All right, guys, so here we are, and before I get too deep into talking about our crosses, I want to remind you that the What Laura Likes community is now open. It's $5 a month, or I'm still running the launch sale where you can get it for $50 for the entire year. It makes a great Mother's Day gift. It's all about living our vocation as women well, living our vocations as wives and mothers. There is a section for college students, so if you are a college student discerning marriage, there's certainly a place for you over in the community. The community has unique content that's just for women, just for walking this vocation well. It's hopefully laid out in a really organized way so that you can find the topics that are of interest to you, and you can also find the community that you need to have fellowship as we walk this narrow path so that we can ultimately reach heaven and be with Jesus and married all the same. So I just want to remind you, there's more information down below. There's a launch day podcast you can listen to, and so I just want to encourage you to check out those resources. And if for some reason it's just cost prohibitive, please email me. Don't say, oh gosh, I can't join because I don't have the $5 a month. Please, please, please reach out to me. There's always something that can be done. I want this to bless women. This is not about making money. It does cost money to provide all the services that What Laura Like provides, so I do need to bring in money to be able to offer all these things, but it is not about money, so please reach out to me if there's a struggle there. So I just wanted to make sure I housekeep, you know, that was a little housekeeping, the membership's new, so I wanted to make sure everyone knows about it. And it's also a beautiful way to encourage to continue the Easter season since we're still at Eastertide. So carrying our cross. So I listened to this Institute of Christ the King homily. There is an amazing podcast channel where it's just a bunch of Institute of Christ the King homilies. I think it's from all around the world. This certain priest was speaking in English, but he had an accent. And the first story he said was this, and maybe you've heard this story before, but it was a man went to Jesus and said, Jesus, I don't want my cross anymore. It's too heavy. It's too burdensome. I want a different cross, right? Let's talk about this. So Jesus says, okay, give me your cross and you can go into this room, this gallery, and there's all sorts of crosses in there and you go pick the one that you think would be appropriate for you that you would rather carry. The gentleman went into the room and there's crosses of all shapes and sizes. Some crosses are gigantic. Some are shaped with thorns. Some are, you know, standard size crosses, but there's just crosses of all shapes and, I mean, of all types in this gallery. He goes to the back of the room, and on the wall hanging is just this plain wooden cross. And he's like, okay, I think this cross is something that I could carry. He picks up the cross and he takes it out to Jesus and says, Jesus, this is the cross that I think that I could carry to reach eternity. And Jesus says, you know, that's funny because that is a cross I gave you. And I just want you to sit with that for a minute, that the cross that we ourselves would pick in this gallery is the cross that Jesus Christ gave us, that he is God. He does not make mistakes, and he knows perfectly what we need to reach heaven, because it's not about having heaven on earth. That is completely unattainable. It's about reaching true heaven. You know, there are, I just got the image of like the castle in the sky. That's a real thing. Like we all, the visions of heaven are worth meditating on. And I do want to do another talk about contemplating heaven, because I think when we contemplate heaven every day, we are able to get to a different place with God, to where we can carry our crosses well, and we can find that they are light and easy when everything is in line with eternity. The second story from the homily has to do with our crosses being necessary. There's a gentleman, he's having this vision of all these people walking up this great mountain. And at the very top of the mountain is, you know, heaven. It actually reminds me of the game, The Purgative Way, which I'm having like sent to me and I'm going to review it. I'm really, really excited. But The Purgative Way, you know, going up this mountain carrying our crosses. And it's just taking forever. This man's just having a really hard time. So he starts whittling down his cross. And I can't remember exactly how he is able to do this, but he starts whittling down his cross. And so bit by bit, he's like cutting off, you know, the different ends. And he's like, okay, it's lighter, but I want it to be more, even more lighter. So he keeps hacking away. And as he kind of hacks away, he gets to walk quicker towards this end goal, you know, the top of this mountain. And so he's passing everybody, and he's having a great time. He's like, okay, this is easy. My burden's light. You know, I'm gonna keep going. I'm gonna make it. And he gets to the top of the mountain, and there's this great crevasse. And the only way to cross the crevasse is to lay down your cross and walk across it. Their unique cross perfectly fit their area of the crevasse so that they can walk across it and get to heaven. And this man has whittled his cross down, and he no longer gets to go to heaven. And I think about how when we turn our eyes away from eternity and we turn back to the world and we look at all the fun the people who don't focus on heaven are having, they seem that their burdens are very easy and light. They have sometimes few crosses in their lives, at least apparently on the surface. And so it's easy to say, you know what? I know God wants me to go to adoration once a week, but none of my friends go. I'm just going to whittle that part of my cross away. I'm trying to think about something I've personally done. I mean, in the past, God's called us to a very high standard of morality. Maybe we decide we don't want that part of our cross. Maybe we decide that we're going to be cafeteria Catholics and we're going to pick and choose what we believe. Well, I pray and hope that when we all get to that crevasse, that we haven't whittled our crosses down to the point that we can't cross over into heaven. Because like I said, God's cross for us is perfect. So those are just a couple thoughts I had for you today. As you contemplate your own cross, maybe your cross involves sickness. Maybe your cross involves the death of loved ones. Maybe your cross involves poverty. Maybe your cross involves having difficult family members. Our crosses are made up of so many various aspects. You know, for me personally, you know, moving to Germany was a cross. Dealing with COVID was and is a cross. The restrictions, having to figure out how to even get to Mass is a cross. Sometimes being a traditional Catholic is a cross. It would be much easier if I could go back, if I could close my eyes to what I know and just go back to a Novus Ordo. But as we grow in our faith and as we grow as in wisdom, sometimes we can't reverse what we learn, and God doesn't want us to. So like I said, we all have our unique crosses. Let's not wish for somebody else's cross. Let's not wish for what we think we know about somebody else's cross, because we can never know somebody else's cross. And what can look easy or glamorous or lovely or, I don't know, sanctifying, those various crosses that other people carry, they're not meant for you. At least not right now. They're meant for somebody else. And every single blessing has a cross with it. And maybe that's another video, but it's worth thinking about. Every single blessing has a cross. There's always the other side. You know, having lots of children, there are lots of crosses to that. I know from talking to my friends. Having only two children is a blessing at times and it's a cross at times. So it's one of those things where if we just look at everybody else through Jesus' eyes and then we look at ourselves the most, I think that's how we live our vocation well. And we live for Christ, and we are able to hear his call for us individually better. We have to turn our worldly eyes away from everybody else. Because when we look at other people with worldly eyes, we think about pleasure and fame and power and wealth, it takes us away. And sometimes we will our crosses down, or we say, Jesus, I don't want my cross. And what an insult to the all good, all knowing God to tell him we don't want the cross he gave us. Because he loves us way more than we love him or could ever love him. And our cross is perfect for us. So let's pray an Ave Maria, asking God to give us the grace to carry our cross as well, to accept our cross as well, and to be able to say with Job, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away, blessed be the Lord. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii, Spiritus Sancti. Amen. All right, guys, so like I said in the beginning, if you are not a member of the What Laura Likes community and you want to join, it's only for women. It's for women living their vocations well. I mentioned college students in the beginning, but I do want to say that there's definitely a place for like Titus 2 women, women who are perhaps their children have moved on and have lives of their own, families of their own, but you are still a valuable member of the What Laura Likes community. And so while I would say my demographic is kind of the 25 to 45 year olds who have children at home and are, you know, schooling their children and kind of deep in their marriage and deep in their walk in this world and trying to figure out what God's called them to do with this limited time here on earth, there is also certainly a place for those of you who have wisdom to share and are also walking this narrow path, because we must all pray for final perseverance. If you are not praying for final perseverance every day, please, please start right now. Ask Mother Mary for the grace of final perseverance, because until we get to our deathbed and we are praising Jesus Christ on our lips and asking Mother Mary to take us home, we do not have guaranteed salvation. So please continue to pray. I will pray for you. Please pray for me. I guess I want to end this like Father Mike. My name is Laura, and I'll see you next time. Pax Christi. Bye. Thanks for listening to the What Laura Likes podcast. If you found value in this podcast, please give this a rating. It really helps other people find this message, find this ministry, and I really hope to see you over at the community. Again, it's community.whatlauralikes.com. It's over on Mighty Networks, and I just cannot wait to see you. You can find more about me over at whatlauralikes.com, and until next time, pursue sainthood through your vocation and marriage. Bye.